the argument that was addressed as a constitutional matter was whether you can convict someone based on hearsay alone. This was the most fundamental aspect of the development of fair trial beyond the idea of the jury itself. It was originally focused by the trial of Sir Walter Raleigh, this quite remarkable character. He was tried for conspiracy to kill the king, and the evidence against him was the report of his friend Cobham, who was hard by in the Tower of London under prosecutorial control, and who had confessed that he and Raleigh had conspired to kill the king. In fact, he had confessed and then recanted, but the fact is he had at one point said so. And the prosecution, instead of producing Cobham to testify, produces the confession. And Raleigh says, "Would you convict an Englishman on the basis of a piece of paper? Bring Cobham before me. Let him accuse me to my face." And they don't do it. But that becomes the base of an idea about justice in fair trial. They convict Raleigh. He's subsequently executed. And the story of the injustice to Raleigh resonates down through the centuries. This is 1600 and basically 1600. The story of the injustice to Raleigh rolls down through the centuries to the point where when we come to the American colonies, there's a confrontation right in, I think, everyone. It's just part of fair trial that you have a right to be confronted with the witness who accuses you in front of the jury that's to judge you. That's the idea.